This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any emails through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. We're out at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And their number, 303-423-0162 for all of your insurance needs. And again, we thank Paul Lenigro for having us out today. Paul, good to see you, sir.
Thanks for coming out here, Scott. A long way for you to come out.
No, hey, I enjoy coming out. And, you know, I didn't know if we'd be able to do the show or you might be in a therapy session after the Rockies demise. Because I know you're a Rockies fan like I am.
Yes, still in depression.
Man.
And disbelief, too.
I mean, it is hard to believe, real quick, that a whole team just, the bats just shut down.
Yeah, a shame, especially since they had some really good pitching at times, too. But it is what it is, and let's look forward to next season.
Yep, a lot of teams didn't get to where we did.
Yeah, that's right, so, yeah. Kind of feels empty now, though. That now feels like the season's over.
I know, yeah, for sure. Well, again, GIA, their website, e-gia.com. And, you know, Paul is sitting there thinking, I'm just looking at one of our past ads, and it said since 1984. And I had Alan Stack on our show yesterday, and Stack Optical, and they've been doing it since the 60s, you know, being an optical store. And I kind of said this with Alan, I think it fits for you too. I think the word, you know, first of all, you know what you're doing and got a successful business. And, you know, we always say, boy, it's just a good customer service. But like I told Alan, I think with you and him, a better word's even customer care. Because there is so much involved with this that, man, that's why you guys just retain your clients and continue to get new ones because of that really good customer care you give.
And that's true in any business, as you just said, just like Stack Optical. You've got to have customers, and you have to have those customers be repeat customers. Mm-hmm. And the only way to have repeat customers and get referrals from customers is by providing good products and service. And in our business, it's mostly service. We have insurance products, but the product really is a service. It's an ongoing thing. And I hear over and over when I go out, when I'm at events, whether they're fundraisers or social events or business events, I'm hearing from people more and more how they just, they're tired of, with insurance especially, always calling an 800 number.
Yep.
Okay, whenever they need something, calling an 800 number. Now, a lot of people that I know are kind of in our age bracket, and for many years, they were used to dealing with an agent or broker, and when they had an issue, they called that agent or broker. That's how we came into the business.
Sure.
That's how we started in the business. We gave out our card, and I remember back in the day when our card also had our home phone number on it. We don't anymore because now we have cell phones.
Right.
And so our cell phone's on there, which is our home phone.
Sure.
But that wasn't unusual. In fact, even the phone book back in the day allowed us as insurance agents in the white pages to, when our home number was published, to put the initials INS after it for insurance.
Really? Wow.
So they allowed that. And so I hear over and over people saying, I am just so tired of calling an 800 number, not calling the same person, calling different people for different policies I have. And they come over to us and they say, this is what I remember. This is what I like. I like being able to call one person locally or stop by and visit and see that person for all of my insurance.
Right.
Okay. And it just makes it so easy. And then on top of it, they're like, And you guys are competitive, too. Your rates are competitive, if not lower, than what I was spending.
Sure.
And so, you know, everything goes in cycles, and we all like to think about ourselves as being so astute technically, and we go online and do this and do that. But when it comes to insurance, I think people less and less are really wanting to do it themselves,
right.
And they love getting information on the internet. People don't want to get ripped off on anything. I don't care if you're buying a car, insurance, or refrigerator. You want to get some competitive information. You want to get some data on it to see what's maybe an appropriate price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get that, then it's the ongoing service that counts, and that's exactly what you were talking about.
Right. Last couple of months, Yana did a couple of shows with us, and wow, I'm amazed every time. First of all, her knowledge, and yet her zeal for what she does and her love for what she does. And you know what? She said this. I said, you know, what do you love about what you do? And it's really that client relationship. And that's what you're not going to get, in my opinion. I'll say it so you don't have to, but that's not what you're, that's what you're not going to get with an 800 number and different things. And when you look at, you know, that captive type agent that works for that company, all they have is those plans that that company has to offer. I mean, they might be doing you the best service they can do. That may be a fair statement.
Yes.
But are they really doing you the best service? And there's no
right.
way.
And Yana does a great job. I trained her, by the way.
Oh, yes.
No, don't tell her that. We're just joking. Her clients love her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they because not only is she personable, she's so knowledgeable.
Yes.
And she's so detailed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she just gives you that confidence.
Right.
That you know what? I've got this.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That someone's taking care of me. They're giving me the best deal that I can get. And one of my friends that I have Yana handle their insurance for just loves how detailed Yana is on everything, because this friend of mine is such a detailed person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and if you're dealing with, you know, the 800, those call centers, it could be a great call center.
Sure.
But there's a lot of turnover in call centers. You're never going to talk to the same person twice. In fact, I was calling the Rockies. We're talking about the Rockies, and you know, I get my tickets, and I call the phone number of the hotline, and then a day later I called again. It was a different person.
Yeah.
You know, and they were fine, but you know, it is nice to deal with that one person. And once again, when you could deal with that person for all of your insurance too, and that's something that really does make us unique in the market, in that if you have a health insurance policy and a home and auto, we can handle both. Or if you're on Medicare, we can handle your Medicare plans. Your home and auto, you might have rental properties, or you might be in business. We can handle your business insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can handle your employee benefits, life insurance. There's very little, if anything, we can't do.
Right.
And if we can't do it, we know where you can get it.
Sure. And, you know, it's not just a deal of just comparing. And on your website, you use this term, and I like it. I mean, it's really an analyzing. Because Yana said this. She says, hey, a lot of times I'll take and make sure I'm comparing apples to apples to what they've got, then see where they maybe have some holes in what they've got going on, and then show them that. And many times people either had no clue of what they were missing or really thought they had some coverage that they didn't have.
The apples to apples comparison is very important.
Yeah.
Because we always want to give people an idea of where we stand competitively based on what they currently have. Because if we just went out and said, okay, we know you're underinsured and we need to raise your coverages, and we go out and do that, and you're looking at a higher premium, your first thought is the higher premium. Oh, these guys, they're just too high priced,
mm-hmm.
not focusing in on the coverage. So we always want to do that apples to apples comparison first. And many times, not all the time, but many times when we do that apples to apples matchup, we're going to save people some money.
Right.
Because we're able to shop with a lot of different companies. So, and once people see that, then they can rest assured that, you know, we are competitive. They're not coming to someone that's going to charge you more money for the same thing.
Right.
Once we get through that, then it's like, now let's look at your coverages. When was the last time you updated them? Okay. And most people are like, I don't know. I don't remember. I bought this policy 5 years ago, probably 5 years ago. And it's like, well, it should be reviewed every year. And that's something like, for example, Yana will do, our other brokers will do the same thing. And so we'll go through and look at and see where they're good, where they're not, and where they're lacking, and where they're lacking, we may want to show some alternatives. And I know Yana was telling me the other day, she was working on a case, and it was taking all morning because there were so many different variables, so many different possibilities.
Right.
Should we bundle it? Should we unbundle it? You know, and one scenario had different policies with different insurance companies. Another scenario had all the policies with one company. And it takes a lot of time to do that, and that's something we can do. Now, a call center will never do that.
Sure.
Most of the call centers will just give you a preset quote with preset coverages, whether they're good for you and what you need or not.
Mm-hmm.
That makes certainly makes a big difference.
Sure. And when you think you get to take advantage, you know, of their experience, their expertise in the field, and then just to know that satisfaction, because I don't want to know all this stuff, and there's no way I could know. I mean,
You can't know, because we're learning stuff every day. I mean, a broker will come in, or I'll go see a broker, walk around the office and say, you know, we just found out something, and we weren't sure on this, and then we start discussing it and looking into it. Someone was talking about, oh, you know, some of these companies now have a clause where, like on auto insurance, and if you're in driving while under the influence or intoxicated, it's not going to pay the claim if you get an accident. Okay?
Really?
And I could see that happening if I'm drunk and I'm driving and I wreck my car, they won't fix my car. But what about the other person who wasn't drunk and you hit them? Is that insurance going to pay?
Mm-hmm.
If not, whose insurance will? Maybe, and then that might come under your uninsured motorist or underinsured,
right,
depending on the definition. Technically, it could be uninsured since there's no coverage for that. And then your policy has to pay, or your collision, which you have a deductible. So, I mean, these things are moving targets. They're always changing. And so what if your policy has that in there, or the other person has that in there? So we review things like this. And when these things are changing, we have great resources here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really the personnel that we have,
sure,
to throw these things around and discuss them. And then we start looking at, well, how do our policies cover that particular thing? Sometimes these insurers put things in, never tell us.
Right.
So do you want to be that expert? No, I think maybe you might want to, you know, have more time to go fishing or hunting,
sure,
or skiing or going to a sporting event or rather than pouring through this insurance stuff.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, there are some changes made in these declaration pages. We get something from an insurance company, and we don't read it. We don't know. And a lot of things, and Yana brought up, you know, one thing, the big thing with roof damage with hail. I mean, many people and a lot of roofers we talk to, I mean, they almost need those defibrillators to get people from a heart attack back, you know, shocking them because they had no idea their coverage had changed. And now they got to come up with a boatload of cash.
Right. And if they're doing it on renewal, you get your renewal from one of those big companies and no one calls you, you get the renewal. What are you looking at? What's my rate? You're not even reading the rest of the document. What did my rate go up to?
Sure.
You know, and then in the fine print, it's like, oh, by the way, this rate includes going to a 1 or 2% wind hail deductible for your roof. And if you don't want that, you have to call us.
Right.
And you didn't read that.
Yeah.
Right. So a good agent or a good broker will call the customer on the renewal and explain those options and see what you want to do. You may want to keep that separate deductible for your wind hail on the roof because it saves you some money. Or maybe you want to retain your old coverage if that's an option. So these are things that you do have to do to keep customers. It's one thing to sell someone a policy, but it's another thing to renew it and keep that customer year after year after year.
Sure. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. If you've got any insurance questions, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Wadley. We've got Paul Inigro here with us from GIA. Once again, really your one-stop shop for all of your insurance needs. They can take great care of you. Their number, 303-423-0162. And Paul, I always say this, but it's very true, you know, with the complimentary analysis that you guys do, man, why not just have a second set of eyes? You know, medical things, we don't usually have a problem with getting a second opinion. Why not on insurance?
Exactly, and that's how we wind up getting a lot of our customers. They decide, yeah, this is a good idea. Let's have someone look at it. And oftentimes when we do look at it, there are improvements that can be made. But there have been people you've referred to
sure,
us
absolutely.
Where we've gone through that process and said, you know what, you're good where you're mm-hmm. at. You have the right coverage. Your premium is good. There's no need to make any changes. And we'll tell them that.
Right.
And you know, when you do that, people, they just so appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And they're like, yeah, you know, you know, when it renews or next year, I want you to look at it again because mm-hmm. things do change. And,
sure.
And where something may look really good now, in a year, they could get a big bump up in premium and the insurance company could overshoot the mark. And if that's the case, you know, we'll be there to
yep.
to look at it and let them know. On the other hand, they could get an increase and it could be an appropriate increase. And once again, we'll tell them. And I think especially those of us as we're getting up in age, I think we're the people that tend to appreciate that more because insurance tends to be a bigger deal for us.
Absolutely.
You know, as you get older, whether it's your health care, your Medicare, you know, how you're insuring your home, your autos. I mean, all you have to do is drive around town anymore and see how people drive. And you think that you first thing I think about when I get back is, do I have the right coverage? Do I have enough after what I just saw out there? You know, and a lot of people are saying the same thing.
Right, absolutely. And so what? Well, we're right into your just about crazy, insane time here for a couple of months. But I just know what the other day, you know, we actually got our kind of renewal thing from health insurance saying, sure. Hey, you can, you know, you don't have to do anything, whatever. Of course, we'll get with Yana to go through all that. But what are some things we need to know right now about the open enrollment?
Well, the first thing is that Monday is October 15th. So that starts the Medicare annual election period, the AEP. And it is an open enrollment, but it's called the AEP, the annual election period. And right now we're allowed to talk to our customers and prospective customers about the Medicare plans for 2019. But on Monday, we can actually start doing enrollments. And we can do enrollments until December 7th, through December 7th. That's the Medicare election period. And what we're doing is we're looking at people's prescription plan that are on Medicare or their Medicare Advantage plan. Now, a Medicare Advantage plan is not a Medicare supplement. Those are two separate things. Medicare Advantage is a way for people to get their Medicare benefits, their actual Medicare benefits, through a private insurance company. Okay. A Medicare supplement, that's for people who buy and are on original Medicare, Medicare Part A and B, and the Medicare supplement picks up the deductible and coinsurance and copays that Medicare doesn't pay. That's a Medicare supplement. There's no annual election period for Medicare supplements. You have a time frame when you first turn 65 and some special election periods for Medicare supplements in which you can buy them without underwriting during those time periods. But the annual election period is just for Medicare prescription and Medicare Advantage plans. So people come up to me all the time and they're on a Medicare Advantage plan and they tell me they want me to look at their supplement. Mm-hmm. I say, well, that's not a supplement. That's your Medicare benefit. And that's what you can look at and change. And it's very important to be doing that now, starting right now and doing the enrollment starting Monday, because we're seeing some big changes in especially the prescription coverage. Okay, one of the big insurance companies that writes a lot of standalone prescription plans, especially the lower priced plans, their premiums going up 50%. And yet another major insurer, their plan's going down 50%. And so
how I mean
why?
Yeah.
I mean, teach
yeah,
me.
In simple words. I mean, how can it be that different for two different companies?
Yeah, and part of it's the formulary. You have to look at the formulary, see if your drugs are in that formulary, and if they're not, what happens? That's a big part of it. And there are some people who will buy the lower end drug plan just to avoid the penalty. Because if you don't buy drug coverage now when you're eligible and later you want to buy it, you have to pay a premium penalty.
Right.
And so people will buy a lower-end plan to avoid that. So we know that's going on. We know the Medicare Advantage plans are changing. There are some additional options available. So this is the time of year that we can do that. And if we make a change and then you decide – that's not the change you wanted to make. We have until December 7th. We could make as many changes as we need to during that time period.
And that's relatively new, again, this year, right, to make those changes? Or is that what we've talked about before?
No, that's okay. A different one. We're going to talk about that next.
Okay.
We can make those changes up to December 7th. The last change we make is the one that counts.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what you're talking about is that we've brought back the open enrollment period from January 1st to March 31st. This was a provision in the 1995 law that brought about Medicare Advantage and Medicare prescription plans. And we had this period in the first quarter that allowed us to make one last change. Okay, and why have that? And the reason is that we're buying a product during a time period in an election period, and that election period ends before we can actually use the plan. So technically, you can buy a plan. You think you bought the right plan. You bought the right plan. Then in January, you start using it and find out you bought the wrong plan. Well, then you have no recourse because that election period's over. You didn't get to test drive it. Okay? So they had this open enrollment period that allowed us to make one last change.
Right.
And we always referred to it as one last chance to fix a mistake. And then, in 2010, these guys and ladies in Washington passed Obamacare. And for whatever reason, Obamacare eliminated the Medicare open enrollment period, that first quarter, January 1st to March 31st period. And we all threw our hands up and said, why? Mm-hmm. Why are you getting rid of that? I mean, we need that. People would call us all the time in that first quarter, just panicked. I bought the wrong plan. The plan I bought doesn't have my doctor in it.
Sure.
Okay, the plan that I bought doesn't have my drugs in it. I thought it was the right plan. They gave me the wrong information. Whatever the excuse was, we're like, okay, calm down, hold on. We can make one last change. We can fix it. And people were so appreciative of that. And so they didn't have to wait the whole year on that plan and then switch. And so now we've got it back. Thankfully, finally, after about 8 years, we've got it back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to allow us once again in January to fix a mistake. It's not like the annual election period where you can make one election after another and the last one counts. You can only make one. So you got to make that right one. So if you made the wrong decision during the AEP, you need to make the right decision during the OEP, or you're going to wait a year to fix it. But normally, once we know the situation, it's very easy to fix.
Sure. And I imagine a lot of reasons we can say, hey, a mistake made. But I mean, that everybody loves that relationship with their doctor, so to speak. And that's where a lot of aggravation is when a doctor quits accepting that insurance. And we want to get that word out there that you may pick a plan right now coming up here for 2019 with your doctor. And you got to understand that doctor can stop taking whatever you have anytime they want, correct?
That is correct. And the other thing is these insurance companies have different types of networks. So, for example, a good example is a big insurance company called United Healthcare. Everyone knows who United Healthcare is. Well, United Healthcare sells all different types of plans, group health plans, individual plans, Medicare plans. They all have different networks. Even in their group plans that they sell to businesses, small and large accounts, they have different network options. So when you're calling your doctor, and this happens very often, someone is retiring, they're with an employer, that employer has United Healthcare, and their doctor is with UHC. So the customer calls us and says, I need to buy a UHC Medicare plan. And they buy it and they find out, well, their doctor accepted United Healthcare, but not the Medicare part, just the commercial. So you have to be very specific with
in
the
which
providers.
Plan. You don't just say, do you take Cigna, so to speak, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because even on the plan you're on, it's a different Cigna network.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Cigna Connect network.
Right.
Versus their old network, which was much, much broader. So I called my doctor, and they asked me who you're with, and I'm saying with Anthem Blue Cross, and they said, well, we don't take the Pathway network. That's that new network, small network in the Obamacare plans. I said, no, I'm still on one of those old grandfather plans with the statewide PPO. And they said, okay, we take that. So you have to know. And so it happens often with Medicare, someone winds up not understanding that their doctor maybe did not take that particular insurance company. So,
right. So
you know, that's where we can work. And when they come in and sit down with a broker, we don't just take the word of a new customer coming and say, hey, my doctor takes this. We go and check it out. We go to the insurance company to verify that they're actually in their network provider list, and we see it there. We might go to the website for the doctor or even call their office just to verify.
Mm-hmm. And real quick before our break, when you talk about the Medicare side, you said to sit down, go to their doctors, and then also prescriptions. I mean, for some people that may be a few minutes because they're not on many, but there's a lot of people that are on a lot of different meds. So when you take the time and you look at the time that it takes one of your brokers to really work through that, I mean, that is a ton of work.
Well, someone was in today, they had 20 medications.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And it takes time to enter those and then try to figure out. And right now, the Medicare website has some glitches on it. So they're giving us some inaccurate data on the drug plans. We're hoping that'll be fixed next week.
Right. And it's amazing what some of these drugs can cost today in prescriptions.
Yes.
And then you go to, yes, there's some safe deals, I guess, out of Canada you can go to. Just look and you can get a pill that's $1,300 for $80. But
it's you have to look at your plan, because if you're on one of those expensive medications, it's usually not in the formulary.
Right.
And so if it's a drug that you see being advertised on TV, it's probably expensive and not on the formulary. And if it is on the formulary, it's going to be in the tier that you pay the most co-payment or co-insurance on. It's going to cost you the most amount of money. For other stuff, generics and non-preferred, preferred generics, some of the established brand names, there are times where you can find the price for those drugs less than maybe your copay on your drug plan. And we've talked about that GoodRx plan. We can maybe talk about that after the break.
Let's talk about that after the break. Yep. This is Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Paul Inigro from GIA. Their number, 303-423-0162. We'll be right back.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you'd think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243-200. Regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Now, many times you hear your radio host, like me, say something like, "Let me tell you about my friends at," then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. Again, we appreciate you being with us. We are coming to you live from the offices of GIA. If you ever want to stop by and just meet Paul, he's at 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. And once again, their number, 303-423-0162. Check out their website, e-gia.com. We were talking about prescriptions, Paul, and we did talk about this several weeks ago. This GoodRx, I think you said the name.
GoodRx, yes, and it's not something that we sell. It's not something you buy, but you can download it on your phone. It's a free app or on your computer, and you can put in your drug and your zip code, and it'll give you prices, the lowest prices of where you can buy it. So whether it's Costco, Sam's, Walgreens, Walmart, King Supers, it'll come up on there, and you could print out a coupon, bring it to the retailer, and pay that price. And there are times, especially on generic drugs, where the coupon price is less than my copay or what the insurance company allows. And so, and it's free, it doesn't cost you anything, and it's something you could do with any drug too, but you'll find when you have those really high price drugs, they're still going to be high price.
Sure.
But there's no cost use, no risk. You just go in and download it, put it in, and I use it all the time, and it's free.
Wow.
Yeah, and it does a great job of shopping too. And when I print that coupon out, I bring it to, let's say, Costco Pharmacy. That's what I pay. And I'll just give you one example on a generic drug. Running it through the insurance 30-day supply, they were charging me $35. And I thought, you know, that seems kind of high for a generic. I wonder why I'm paying that much. And I went to GoodRx, and instead of getting a 30-day supply for $35, I wound up getting a 90-day supply for $19 just using that app.
Wow.
And I'm like, hey, that's worth it. I like that. Yeah, that works. That works good. So, you know, that's something you can use. And even if you have insurance, it doesn't matter. You could shop and price it. And if you're going to pay less using that app and that coupon, go ahead. Go for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So those that are maybe wanting to give you guys a call and go through this Medicare, maybe those for just getting on it the first time and want to get all their questions answered, the best way they can be prepared for your broker is just to have the doctors that they see and the prescription. That's kind of all they need.
Yeah, their prescriptions, their doctors, their providers, and where they live, of course, because different plans are available in different areas of the state. And from that, we will then we'll go to work and look to see what plans are going to fit best for them.
Okay.
And also, you know, we're talking about Medicare, but in a couple of weeks, then the Obamacare open enrollment starts too, and that's November 1st. And so the Obamacare goes from November 1st to January 15th, but the big push is December 15th, because December 15th is the deadline to make changes for January 1st. And people will be getting renewals, will be getting renewals, you have to look at whether you have bought your policy directly through the insurance company or through the exchange, which is Connect for Health Colorado. And some of the plans will renew automatically. You don't have to do anything unless you want to make a change.
Right.
Some plans you will have to change plans because the plan is discontinued. But in other situations, if you're getting an advanced premium tax credit or a subsidy, you'll have to go in and update your financial information. Okay, and that's with the Medicaid office. And if you don't do that, you can you might keep your policy, but you could lose your subsidy. So these are things you need to be aware of, and we work with people who buy policies directly through the insurance company or through the exchange Connect for Health Colorado. In fact, we're even a health insurance enrollment center
right.
for the exchange. So people can buy their health insurance policy through Connect for Health Colorado right through us and qualify for that premium tax credit. So that starts November 1st, it gets very busy, just so people know. The earlier to contact us, the better.
Don't wait. Call now.
If you wait till about December 1st, all I could say is you're going to wait. Okay, kind of like if you decide you want to do your Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve, you're going to wait. You know, you're going to wait in line and because they're so busy. And it's the same with the health insurance open enrollment. So the longer you wait, the longer it'll take to sit down with someone and get that plan taken care of. If you have the initiative and want to get it going and start calling in, November 1st, November 2nd, there's going to be far less chance of having a wait and a much better chance that the broker you work with can spend even more time with you.
Right. And you got to understand, you've got really some folks, while they may do a couple of different things in the insurance arena, so to speak, you've got some real specialists in this field.
Yes. And even though people specialize, they may specialize in a couple of things like mm-hmm. Obamacare and Medicare. Well, we have two enrollment periods going on at the same time. And so from November 1st to December 7th, we've got two open enrollments going on, Medicare and Obamacare. And so that week of December 1st to December 7th, that's havoc. I mean, it's so busy because the Medicare election period is ending and the Obamacare is just really heating up. And so it's like around the December 16th, we have to come in and pick up all the papers that have been thrown around. We're in such
remove
a mess.
Any sharp objects,
right? Yes. So the earlier the better, because it just gets so busy. And think about it. Just realistically, think about it. We're talking about doing all of these policies in about a 6 week period. In years past, before Obamacare, it would have been spread out over the whole year. So we're doing a whole year's worth of business in 6 weeks. Okay, once again, sounds like Macy's,
yeah, the retailers, jewelry departments, right? Yeah.
Sure, exactly. And when that happened, I mean, you can only staff up so much,
mm-hmm.
and we do, but
So many hours in a day.
There's only so many hours, right? Exactly. So a lot of these enrollments, go very smoothly, and we have no problem. But for those that don't, then the longer you wait, the even longer it's going to take to resolve them.
Right. Once again, you can take care of their experience, expertise, and the exceptional, what I will call client care. And, it's just a great thing, again, for Yana taking care of us and all the needs that we have with insurance. And just knowing, I don't have to think about that, Paul. And, again, I want to do other things. I want to do fun stuff. I don't want to think about insurance. And just to have that peace of mind that you're covered. I just had a friend the other day, real quick before a break, he actually had to take his truck in for some hail damage. And I said, hey, you've got rental, don't you? He's like, no, I don't. And they're going to have his truck 4 weeks. And how much would that rental would have cost?
Right, yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
And I know those are things, and Yana and I talked about this, that, she doesn't make people get it, but she certainly informs them of all the different things, and then it's their choice. But a lot of these brokers don't do that.
Yes, our obligation is to make you aware of your options. Like I say, we can't make you buy it, and we don't force you to buy it. But we want you to be aware of what's available, and then you make that decision. And it's the same thing when we shop. We're not pitching one plan to you. We're shopping and showing you what's available to help you make that that right choice.
Sure.
And if you wanted to be the insurance expert with everything else you do, I'd really have some questions about why you want to do that.
I love the insurance expert I have now. Thank you very much. Yes. Life happens. GIA can help you with that. And, you know, we see this every time, as Paul mentioned a while ago earlier, just driving down the road. Things are going to happen. You never know. You need to know your policy. But better than that, just let GIA look it over. Let them do this complimentary analysis. Let them make sure you have the coverage that, number one, you need and that you really think you have, because, again, sometimes that happens as well. You can give them a call, 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162. Their website is e-gia.com. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Fight rising auto insurance premiums by calling Group Insurance Analysts. Paul Lenigro, owner of GIA, has seen a significant spike in auto insurance premiums over the past few years due to the large number of expensive hailstorms in Colorado. You remember last summer when that record-breaking hailstorm caused $1.4 billion in damages? Not just to homes and roofs, but plenty of vehicles took the hit too. And insurance companies are passing the cost right along to you. Now more than ever, you need an insurance advocate who will shop the entire market, hunting for the right coverage at the best price. Paul and his team of analysts will compare the plans of many different insurance companies at no cost to you. Call Group Insurance Analysts today and reevaluate your auto insurance before premiums continue to rise. 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, along with Paul Lenigro, GIA Group Insurance Analyst. Once again, their address, 9195 West 44th Avenue here in Wheat Ridge. 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162, and their website is e-gia.com. Yeah, Paul, it'd be nice if they separated these kind of enrollment periods a little bit. I don't know what'd be best, alphabetically, whatever, for people's last names, something, but man, what a crunch it puts on you and your staff.
Oh, yeah, and what we didn't talk about is the vast majority of group insurance renewals are this time of year as well. So whether it's December 1st or January 1st, and I heard someone in Washington And they need to get out of Washington. They need to see what it's really like out here.
Right.
And they were talking about aligning the enrollment period, so because they, it's better to align them all together. And I'm like, well, don't you know it's the same people, the same brokers that do this stuff? I mean, it's not like every broker out there, one just does group plans, and
sure,
one does Medicare and one does health. A lot of us do a little bit or a lot of all of them. And so the reasoning is typical Washington bureaucracy type reasoning, as opposed to, like you mentioned, using maybe a birthday rule for health or Medicare, or I could see leaving Medicare because the Medicare market is a smaller market, and having enrollments throughout the year. Wouldn't that be nice? And if we had enrollments throughout the year based on your birthday, then we could spend more time with each customer,
mm-hmm,
give them a time that they deserve,
sure,
and probably enroll more people. Okay, because
just
too many people fall through the cracks, and we try to pick up those pieces between December 15th and January 15th, but still, if we could do it year round, it would make more sense. So. So this is definitely a crazy time of the year. It is what it is. We always say that, but just be prepared. And the sooner you call, the sooner you take care of it, the better. And a lot of our brokers are calling people right now, getting them lined up for November 1st, November 2nd, November 3rd. Get them done and completed. And for the last 2 weeks, they've been calling their Medicare people,
right,
to get them lined up for Monday, which is the 15th, and the rest of the week. So to try to get those people done and leave some time later for the stragglers, because there will always be stragglers.
Yeah, the Dan Muirs,
right?
Yeah.
Dan's a straggler. Yes.
So when you look at the open enrollment there, I think people need to understand, if they've been, with the business is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
The business, the one employee.
Okay.
I want to talk about that a minute, because
okay, sure,
there may be people starting some businesses this year. There may be people that still don't know about that. So talk about that.
Yeah. Small group insurance. Small group insurance is something that a lot of businesses don't realize, that you can have just two employees, and that could be the owner plus one other W-2 employee, as long as it's not the spouse.
Right.
You can have a group plan, and you might say, well, what advantages they're having a group plan? Well, there's a number of advantages. Small group plans tend to be lower priced, not a lot, but certainly lower priced than individual plans. But the big advantages are that you have so many more network options. Now, we know in the Obamacare plans, there are no PPO options, just HMO. They're mm-hmm. very limited network, small network HMOs as well. In the group market, you have those options. You have larger network HMOs, but you have the big network PPO options. So you could own a business, have one employee, and get that great option that that is not available in the Obamacare market, that you could also buy anytime during the year.
So what is the downside? I don't think there's much, is there?
No, there really is no downside. So if you own a business, you need to call us and we can give you some options.
Once again, their number is 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162. Give them a call, again, for the Medicare. That starts Monday. If you want somebody to kind of walk you through that, which I highly recommend, especially for those, Paul, just getting into this, because as we've talked about many times, there's a million mistakes you can make there. And if you try to navigate that yourself and you make those mistakes, you're going to be in trouble.
Yes, and Medicare, it doesn't matter if you could be coming new into Medicare, you could be new in business, you could be established in business, it could be Obamacare plan under age 65. It doesn't matter. And Medicare, the enrollments start on Monday, so we're geared up and ready to do that. Once again, small businesses, we can enroll anytime during the year. There actually is an enrollment, a small group open enrollment from November 15th to December 15th that can be used with some of these small employers who maybe don't normally meet the participation requirements or contribution requirements. And that's another area that some of these small businesses can call us and talk about, especially if they don't have a group plan and have limited resources as far as paying for the premiums. So that's another option they probably are not even aware of unless they talk to, you know, give us a call, talk to us. And so the one thing I always tell small business owners is that, you know, if you buy a plan and your effective date or renewal date's March 1st, April 1st, May 1st, we're not nearly as busy then, which means, guess what? We can spend a lot more time with you. Okay, and I understand, and it's unfortunate that during this time period, sometimes these meetings get rushed. Okay, they do. It's like you said, there's only so many hours in a day,
right?
And there's so much going on. So, and the same with Medicare people. There are people who, you know, turn 65 during the year, and we get to spend a lot more time with them when they're turning 65, aging in April, than during the annual election period in November.
Sure.
Okay. So, but once again, even at that new bringing back the open enrollment period in first quarter, we could spend more time with people. So it's just one of those occurrences based on how they have these enrollment periods lined up.
Sure. Well, Paul, it's always great to see you, and thank you for the information, and thanks for all you do, man. Yeah,
and a happy open enrollment.
Happy open enrollment. We'll see you in January.
thanks for coming out, Scott. It was great to have you out here.
Paul Lenigro, GIA, 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162, and their website, e-gia.com. Thank you for being with us. Again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.